Hi, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Later on this hour, we have been promised that Arnold Schwarzenegger will call us, and he gave the State of the State speech today.
Yes, he did.
And I guess the state is in a $14 billion shortfall.
Well, we have some problems, and, you know, these were the problems we had when Governor Davis was the governor. And he was kicked out of office. I mean, I thought that when Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected, and by the way, I voted for him, but I thought he was going to fix all of this.
Well, I hope he does. There you go. All right, it is 9 o'clock. Time for the news with Robin, everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And instead of my mace, I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
But I got some snow.
Yeah.
All right, Robin, what's in the news?
Well, first, there is quite a buzz surrounding the charity album Pop Stars Sing Out Against STDs. And we have a new clip from the album. This clip features someone who only can be described as a living legend. And we have a clip from the album C95.
C95, talking, singing about STDs, man. Here we go.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back going home with that jackass on Friday. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. I was drunk and I thought you were cute. Now I'm at the free clinic, wish I'd been more astute. I didn't really mean to bang you. It's just what happens with 10 beers. It's just cause I was drunk. But baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd leave the bar without contracting Hepsi, and you'd stay.
That's pretty good.
I'm glad she's back recording.
Yeah,
she's terrific. I've always been a fan.
I tell you, that's my favorite part of Cher's act is when she talks about STDs or sings
no.
about them.
Now, by the way, you do, and Robin, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but Tim Conway Jr. does a Cher.
It's a visual, though.
Oh, I'd love to see this.
But you'd have to see it in person. I can't do it on the radio.
Okay.
Maybe next time at the Commerce Casino, I'll do it.
All right, but could you do it real quick for Robin just so she can maybe
see? Nah, because, you know what, she's going to laugh and right. people are going to wonder what it is.
I promise I won't judge you.
No, people are going to wonder what it is, but I'll do it next time at the Commerce Casino. It's a visual thing.
Okay, but
this is radio.
You do it really well.
Thank you very much.
I'm just trying to, you know, prop you up.
All right. What else is in the news, Robin? Hopefully nothing visual, right?
Well, a softer image of Senator Hillary Clinton helped propel the former First Lady to a surprising victory in the New Hampshire race for the Democratic Party presidential nomination. And we have audio that shows she received special coaching for her tearful interview. This is exclusive audio, H45.
Coaching on how to cry?
Right, because she was getting emotional before the voters in New Hampshire.
To emote.
Wonder who she got this from.
Hey, Pumpkin, I want to congratulate you on what you did with that crying S the other night. That was great when you cried in front of that audience or the other afternoon whenever you did that.
Thank you, Bill. I knew I'd make you proud.
Yeah, but that we have to work on that. Thank you, Bill. You sound like that little chick from Small Wonder. I need you to loosen up a little bit. And by the way, don't point. You never point at the audience. You take your index finger and you roll it up on top of your middle finger. And you clamp down your thumb on top of all four folded fingers and just gesture with your hand.
Like a thumb point, right, Bill?
That's right, but it's not a point because people don't like to be pointed at. They like to be gestured to.
Okay.
And you need to start biting your lower lip a bit more, too. Especially when you were crying, I thought that you would bite your lower lip a little more in the pauses.
Oh, dang, I knew there was something I was forgetting. Okay, so how do I do this next time I go live on Larry King?
When you're crying, don't do the gesture while you're crying. I mean, just, you know, hands down to the side and
he's got
fill the eyes with crocodile tears. Have the microphone real close to the mouth and bite the lower lip.
Okay.
So take all those helpful hints and say, I still believe in a place called hope. Go get him, Pumpkin.
I still believe in a place called hope.
That was great. I love you. Come here, kissy face. I want you.
Celebrate.
You're good.
Oh, what a crazy deuce, man.
Yeah, a little Mac attack. Remember when he used to run around with that song playing?
Yeah,
that was great.
That's good times.
That was good times.
All right, anything else in the news there, Robin?
Well, yes, we have a quick follow-up on a story from the earlier part of 2007. The now-famous coffee lady who overdosed in a London coffee shop has sued the shop that sold her the 16 shots of espresso and has won. Now, in case you've forgotten who she was, we'll go ahead and remind you. C88,
suing a coffee shop for way too much coffee. Here we go.
And help you, miss?
Yes. Can I please have half double decaffeinated?
I'm sorry, miss. This is your seventh one in a row. I have to cut you off.
I just love the coffee so much. I just can't.
There she goes.
All right, man.
Now, that's the woman who involved in the lawsuit.
That was
that
months ago.
That is the woman, and she sued, and the litigation is finally over, and she was awarded £17 million, which is $34 million.
Holy Christ.
Because they cut her off?
Because the overdose happened at the coffee shop, and they were held responsible.
I said it.
All right, there she goes. All right, anything else in the news there, Robin?
Well, finally, we have another exciting installment of everybody's favorite superhero. Here is Lycus Man, L-64.
Right. Here we go, Lycus Man.
Lycus Man! Lycus Man! Lycus Man!
At the Duke of Bourbon in Canoga Park.
Welcome to the Duke of Bourbon. Is this all for you, ma'am?
Oh, yeah. Just the wine here.
All right. We've got Charles Shaw. Nothing but $2 check tonight. Not spending too much money, are you?
Oh, you know, it's just wine for a dinner party. It doesn't have to be good. Oh, my God. It's Lycus Man?
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just getting some wine, Lycus Man.
Dear, don't you know that wine should be carefully selected, whether it's Merlot or Chardonnay or Chianti?
So you're saying that this Charles Shaw isn't good enough to serve for dinner?
What I'm saying is women are the cheapest creatures on the planet. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Well, he should dump that bitch. Go buy some real wine. My work is done here. I am Lycus Man.
Here he goes.
Up. Up. And away. Try that again. Please don't watch me as I attempt to fly away.
Oh, of course not, Lycus Man.
My work is done here. I am Lycus Man. Up. Up. And away.
Is this the same Lycus Man? Why is he talking about wine? Whatever became of Gary and Dino? Tune in next week, same Lycus time, same Lycus channel for Lycus Man.
Lycus Man!
All right, there he goes, everybody.
Tommy,
that's a continuing saga here on the Conway and Whitman
Show.
Yeah,
it's like a little cartoon.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
No, that's what's happening.
All right, Robin in the news, everybody.
Robin with the news.
All right, we are just waiting. They're patching him through as we speak.
We are moments away from the governor, yeah.
But the governor of the state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is going to come on with us. And a little bit of background of how he came into office is Brian Whitman. Here you go.
Thank you so much, Tim. There was a recall election, of course, the historic recall election in 2003, as I recall, if I'm not mistaken. And
Hey, guys, he's ready. He's ready to go. He's on.
Okay. Oh. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The governor of the state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Hey, welcome back on the show. It's always
Thank
nice
you
to hear
so
your
much.
Voice.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to both of you.
Yes. Same to you, buddy.
Good
Same
evening,
to you.
Governor.
Hey, so you gave the big State of the State speech today, and we're $14 billion shy?
Yes, it's not looking good. It's not looking good, but I want to say Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, we've gone through that.
Is that appropriate? I mean, we're 9 days? Can you do that 9 days?
Absolutely, still do it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we haven't spoken since the new year, so of course, Governor, it's more than appropriate to wish us a happy new year. We've got a real problem here. If I can just for the audience that might not know what's going on in California,
of course,
there's a massive budget deficit that could prove to be what some are calling your toughest challenge in office, Governor Schwarzenegger.
Is that, you know, there, obviously there are a lot of problems, and $14 billion budget cap there, and, you know, there's a lot of things that we're doing, though, to put it right. I mean, let me ask you something, though. So in February, let's say that I see you again, and I say to you, Happy New Year. Is that appropriate?
Yes, I would say
I mean,
that is appropriate.
I said it, yes, if I see Conway or Whitman, whatever, Happy New Year again. I mean, we're still in the new year. So
no,
I mean,
think maybe. It's in February. I think it would be inappropriate. We've gone through it. You've said Happy New Year
right.
here a couple of times. I think we're done.
Right.
Okay, fine. Okay, so anyway, the Budget Stabilization Act is, will establish, you know, it's simply a savings account for the excess revenue that we take in during, you know, a very good year. So, I mean, then you will have that there in case there's troubles, right?
Right. What's happening with the Indian casinos? Are you going to make more money off of them?
Why not? I mean, you know, they're doing very well, and there's not much left for those people. If I was to see a Native American maybe in March or April, and I hadn't seen him before, I could say
Happy New Year.
I just Happy New Year to him,
sure,
because it
could.
Would be fine.
Right. You know, Governor Schwarzenegger, I have to be honest with you. I have a real problem as a voter, and I have to articulate this as a citizen and
guest of ours.
And a vote. Well,
Jesus Christ. Sorry, go ahead.
You promised a lot of reforms, and we kicked Governor Davis out of office because of the fiscal budget deficits and all of this. He got booted out of his job, and you promised all the reforms. You said they're coming.
Right.
And then you put them on the ballot, and nobody voted for them, and you said they're coming.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for the reforms, or you got to get out.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, we cannot continue to put what you're talking about is putting people through the binge and purge, binge and purge of the budget process.
Right.
It's not fair. I agree with you. And but I will say to you, Whitman, you know, what the hell do you do for it, right? I mean, give me a break. You think you can run the state better? Come over here and try it.
Well, I didn't.
To be fair to Whitman, he did not run for governor of the state.
I didn't present myself as a candidate.
If you want to complain, I mean, it's a hard job. It's tough, guys.
All right, it's very tough. All right, Arnold Schwarzenegger's with us. If you'd like to talk to him, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I see in your bullet points from your State of the State speech that you're going to reduce children's health care, children's free food, and any kind of education for children first.
Right. They don't need food. There's too much emphasis placed on food for children right now.
Right.
And when you're growing, it's like a camel. If a camel's in the desert and it does not have to drink water for many months, children, we discovered, are the same way. They do not have to eat food for sometimes a year. There was one child we found out for a year could not eat food, didn't need to eat food. And we saved tons of money on that. So I think it's a radical new program. We're going to try it out. And Happy New Year to both of you.
All right. Thank you very much. And what about education for the kids?
Well, education, of course, is important. And but again, you look at all these kids now on YouTube and the Internet that are making money, basically doing nothing with no talent. They do not have to go to school, and they're now making millions. So I would say that education maybe not that important.
You know, I think, unfortunately, what's happening here with your proposals, Governor, is that poor people are really, you know, holding the short end of the stick with welfare coverage and, you know, you're closing state parks. And that's where a lot of poorer families or middle income people like to vacation. Where's your compassion?
Well, I mean, I have compassion, of course. As you know, I was an immigrant and seven-time Mr. Olympia. But let's face it, if you're living in a state park, if things are that bad and you're living in the park or something like that, you know, you shouldn't be really alive. You're wasting space.
Well, I'm suggesting they vacation there, not live there. Vacation.
Oh, I thought maybe you were suggesting that they live there regularly with their family. Maybe taking poopies and stuff in the forest.
No. I don't think that's what you were suggesting. Now, Arnold, Brian and I have to personally thank you. We did it off the air. We'd like to thank you on the air for the case of beer that you bought us each and sent over to KLSX for the holidays. Awfully nice of you.
Yeah, I want to extend again warmest wishes for happy holidays and a happy new year to you guys. Hopefully in the new year you will experience, you know, great success with your little station over there, which I understand is the last one of the freestanding FM stations in the world.
Right. Yes, wow, you're really up on free
amazing.
FM.
Now, it's amazing.
This beer that you sent us, I had some trouble pronouncing. It's a German. It's a German.
Hernesgruten, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, look at the box. You have the box there. You can spell, you can read along with me. And there's like an umlaut there over one of the. It's Wernesgruner.
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 Right. Wernesgruner.
Wernesgruner.
Yeah. All right. Pretty close. Pretty close. Yeah.
And how are things are going at home with the wife and kids? Going well?
Things are great. You know, we had some illness there in December, but Eunice was not feeling too well, but I went to see her, and she's fantastic.
No,
she's in the hospital. She's, you know, like a Terminator, and she'll be back. And the kids, of course, a pain in my ass as usual, but I love them. They're great.
Right. Now, you mentioned, Governor, a moment ago, I think you said, I was half listening, but I think you said there was a child in California that went a year without food.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely true. Well, I mean, come on, guys. Let's not, I mean, we're joking a little bit. Of course, we fed her, I think it was Twinkies and, Wernesgruner, of course, but the idea was to see how long a child could go without that much food. And could we say the answer is yes?
Right.
The answer is yes.
It seems that your wife is also engaged in a similar experiment. Every time I see Maria, our first lady, she looks more thin than the last time I saw her. Is she eating?
Exactly. Yeah, she is. She, much like the camel who stores the water in the humps, she is storing in a giant cheeks, of course. I'm joking. She loves that joke. Maria, come here. I'm joking. It's Conway and the bald one. Right.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
No, she's all fine. She's
we
fine,
got
guys.
Some
come
people
on,
that want to ask you a question. Can you will you talk to the listeners?
Yes, and I want to say before I do this, you know, we've been joking around. You guys and I, we've been friends for many years, so please
sure.
be serious with the questions, no jokes.
You got it.
Thank
all right, let's
you.
Talk to, let me see, how about Kenny in Los Angeles? Kenny, you're on with the governor of the state of California. Good evening.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, Governor. I was just wondering if you're going to do another Terminator.
No, Happy New Year to you, Kenny. Happy New Year.
Yes.
Listen, are you in a wind tunnel? What the hell is going on over there?
Yeah, we had to hang up on him. He had a bad connection.
That's
the question was, are you going to do another Terminator? Is that possible?
No, no. Actually, the new Terminator movie is already being forward, and I will not be in it because I still have to, you know, serve up my term. And
I'm sorry. Can you spell that word?
Yes, it would be. Let's see, term. If like a spelling, Mr. Schwarzenegger, spell it. Okay, term. T-E-R-M. Term.
Ah, term. Okay.
What do you make? You know, that's a good question about another Terminator movie. A lot of people think Sylvester Stallone at 61 years old, you know, doing this new Rambo movie is coming out in a few weeks.
Yeah.
It's a bit much. Isn't it time for him to move on from the Rambo movies?
No. Let me tell you that Rocky Balboa was a fantastic movie. And I saw the new trailer for Rambo. And let me tell you, he's bringing back the ultra-violent movies from the 80s. That we've been sorely lacking for all these years with the PG-13 and all this crap. I'm looking forward to it. Totally.
Hey, real quickly, the state of California has a pretty poor rating when it comes to borrowing money. The California is the biggest borrower on the bond market. There's only one state in the United States that has a lower ranking than California when it comes to borrowing money, and that's Louisiana.
Oh, boy.
How did that happen, Arnold?
Fantastic.
Well, it's not.
It's a crisis, actually.
Are you serious?
Governor, what's going on tonight at the House?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's really a joke. I mean, for God's sakes, Louisiana?
You know, it's funny, you guys, you get so worked up about it. Don't worry. Professor Schwarzenegger will take care of everything. Don't worry.
Well, to me, it's stopped being funny. It's now an outrage that you would present yourself in a historic removal of a duly elected governor with all these promises, all these reforms. I'm going to fix this and fix that. You painted Gray Davis as an incompetent person.
Right.
And it appears as if not much has changed, Governor.
Hey, Hey, but we're having a hell of a lot of fun, right?
All right, hold on 1 second. The governor of the state of California is with us, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'd like to ask him a question, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
And the governor did request no jokes. He wants serious questions.
He wants serious questions. Please, gang, don't F around here. It is Conway and Whitman, and we are live with the governor of the state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, on 97.1 Free FM.
The 12-gauge autoloader.
That's Italian. You can go pump or auto.
The 45 long slide with laser sighting.
It's a brand new. We just got them in. That's a good gun. Just touch the trigger, the beam comes on, and you put the red dot where you want the bullet to go. You can't miss. Anything else?
Phased plasma rifle in the 40-watt range.
Hey, just what you see, pal.
The Uzi 9mm.
You know your weapons, buddy. Any one of these is ideal for home defense. So, which will it be?
All.
They close early today. It's a 15-day wait on handguns, but the rifles you can take right now. You can't do that.
Wrong.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. The original Terminator. It is Conway and Whitman, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Speaking to the original Terminator, the governor of the state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Welcome back.
Thank you. That was great clip. Uzi 9mm. I love it.
Now,
I
that has it. Got to give you the chills when you hear that, right, Governor?
Yeah, well, I remember shooting that day. That was the gentleman behind the counter was Dick Miller, who's a great character actor, was in a lot of great movies in the 60s, including the movie Little Shop of Horrors. He's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Little Shop of...
Horrors. Right.
Who directed that movie?
That was... which one?
The original. The original Terminator?
Yeah, that was, I believe, Roger Corman.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Because, Dick Miller, he used to be in all his movies, and very amazing guy. Now he can barely walk.
Oh, gosh. Now, when Dick would show up on the set, I mean, he had it down. So he had his lines down. I mean, there was no effing around, right?
No screwing around at all. And I would say, Uzi 9mm, joking. I'd say it over and I'd say, stop it, goddammit. And I said, okay, sorry, Mr. Miller. We would swear a lot like a sailor.
All right. Let's talk to Jimmy in Pasadena. Jimmy, you're on 97.1 Free FM with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had a question for the governor.
Sure.
Jimmy, how are you? Oh, doing well. How about yourself? I was just wondering if you'd ever sign off on a bill to approve gay marriage in California.
Why not? I mean, like I said, I always totally believe that gay marriage should be between a man and a woman, and I think it's totally right.
Actually, I think it's a man and a man or a woman and a woman.
Are you serious? It's disgusting.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding. I'm joking. Come on, guys. I'm joking.
I know you are.
Please.
But you know what? Somebody tomorrow from the LA Times will pick up that he said it's disgusting and write an article about it.
Oh, yes, I love that.
They don't hear it in the context, you know?
But the issues of gay marriage and all of these other issues, I mean, they're really less important when the state is broke and the state's credit rating is next to last in the entire union. Governor, what are you doing?
Here's the problem. First of all, we just got out of two major crises here in California. The first, of course, being the fires with the eerie, disturbing orange and the Falcon Stadium and all that, and the nursing home and the Naval Reserve and the ambulances and all that. And then, of course, there's the extreme weather. The last couple of days, the South End was pummeled, blasted with rain, and people were dying everywhere. So, we have a lot of things to worry about.
Yeah, right. And also the home values have gone in the toilet.
The values of the homes and all this have gone down in the drains. And, of course, the weather and all this and the pummeling and the snow and the sleet and all that, of course.
Now, Governor, when you talk about the tragedies, can you tell us the story very briefly? It's always so touching. Back to Hurricane Katrina when you did the flyover.
Yes, of course. I'm glad you remember that. One of my finest hours during Hurricane Katrina, of course, in the hurricane, when all of the people were washed away with the waters. And I was in a giant chopper, a helicopter, went over the cities. And I did not go down there or help anybody physically, but they opened the door for me, you know, like the side door there. And I simply, you know, looked out, I gazed out, and sadly, you know, thought about the people and gave my wishes silently, you know, to the people as they flew by in the chopper and all that.
Right, very I'm sure touching. that was very emotional for the yeah. people on the ground.
And someone gave you direction, too. They said, what they tell you, to make a sad face or something.
Well, they said, you know, make sort of, you know, maybe like a grimace, maybe, but you're mad, but you're fighting back the tears. But, and it was an eerie... Irving Orange and the Qualcomm Stadium and all that.
Yeah, Billy and Glendora, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You're on with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thanks again. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Governor Schwarzenegger,
yes,
first of all, I got to
say... Happy New Year.
That's what I was going to say to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I think you're doing a fantastic job. You are a good role model for this state, and I wish that you could be our president. You got the cojones. You are the man. Thanks a lot for being there.
All right.
You did a good. That speech was awesome too. Thanks a lot. Hey, you guys, take care.
You got it, buddy.
Did you like the part in the speech when I talked about the fires?
Yeah.
You know, I talked about the eerie, disturbing orange and the volunteers and the ambulance and all that.
And the stadiums and
The Qualcomm and the. I talked to the people there.
And the rain. Nursing home. The rain
and President Bush, and you sort of mended that relationship.
Yeah, we became friends again, and then the sleet and the snow and the pummeling of the Southland, and I really put it all in there in one speech.
But you know, Governor, if I might be a bit more critical than the caller and my partner Tim,
Ryan.
When you whittle that speech down and you take away all of kind of the gloss of the speech, the message was, we have no money, I have to drastically cut programs, and we have a terrible credit rating, and the state's in the ESSER.
Well, I mean, if you look at it that way, it all depends on your point of view, of course.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
people don't want to hear bad news, right?
No, and many people walked away from that thinking... Yeah, eerie, disturbing orange, or maybe George Shultz. You know, I mentioned his name, George Shultz, not the Peanuts guy, but, you know, the other guy.
The former Secretary of State, right.
And Daniel Zingali, you know, lots of colorful names, Zingali, or maybe volunteer. You know, those are the words that people want to hear. They don't want to hear what you're saying, you're a negative, sweaty, bald man.
Right. Gary in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1 Free FM with the governor of the state of California.
I think it's unnecessary to attack me.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Happy New Year, Mr. Schwarzenegger.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi. Hey, I have a good question. Would you ever consider selling some of the Hummers or maybe making another movie to help with the deficit?
No, that's a good idea. How about that?
Great idea. But I will get right on it.
All right.
Hang up on him.
What are some of... the ideas that you do have to deal with this deficit? I mean, you know...
I heard you're going to sell the lottery.
Yes.
You sell the California lottery to a private corporation?
Absolutely. It's very private corporation, and they're going to sell it off, and no more lottery.
I think that's a dumb idea.
Well, I think you're dumb.
Oh,
see?
This is not personal shots,
No, but
please.
This is what you get with this governor.
No, I know. You've been doing this 22 years.
And I just, you know,
And you're a great host, even though Carolla doesn't think you are. But
exactly.
I can't sit here and you take shot after shot at this
guy.
He's a guest. How's he ever going to call back? We don't have that many guests, dude.
Let me say something to you, Whitman. Even before I came on the air, you were already talking about how I was going to show up drunk on the Werner Schröder and avoiding a question. I will have you know, I have not had one drop of alcohol in the first 20 minutes of your show. I will tell you that.
All right, fine. I just think for the audience, Tim, and for the voters of the state of California, I feel an obligation to ask
this. You can't use that F word.
It's great.
Jesus Christ.
I
tell
it.
You something, especially...
Well, the voters are angry. I know, but
you can't say, effing governor, why are my effing car taxes going up? You can't frame it that way.
Well, the voters are angry.
Now, I can ask you the question in a different fashion, and maybe you can answer it.
Is
it true that you're going to raise the registration rate on vehicles in the state of California?
Slightly, but it's nothing to be concerned about, and I would not, you know... use foul language when talking about it. It's not that big of a deal.
All right. Let's talk to Chris in Corona. You're on 97.1.
Hello, Governor.
Yes, Chris, how are you?
Yeah, I just had a question. What do you think about the federal release program that they have in the jails?
Federal release program?
I actually did see that, that one of the plans might be, Governor, to release some of the inmates from the prison.
22,000 of them?
Well, there was the very controversial release program, which we cannot talk about, but that involved, you know, sending a lot of the prostitutes over to the prison and, you know, releasing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm getting at?
Right,
but
right.
Really, I mean, I think that a lot of these guys, I mean, at this point, you know, they're old and maybe they didn't do it.
Maybe they're not a threat anymore.
Maybe they didn't do it. Maybe they didn't do it. And who's going to make that determination, Governor? You just
get
it?
I'm a good judge of character. I can walk down the street or the mall or something at Christmas time. I can look, you know, a clerk in the eye, a clerk, and say, I can tell that you're a bad man or something like that.
How are you spelling clerk?
That's clerk. Let's see. C-L, I think there's a U in there. I don't know.
Hey, now, I know that you like to have lunch and dinner occasionally in Beverly Hills and smoke that cigar. Now right. That's against the law. What do you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm exempt. I don't know if you read the law.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
But I'm exempt.
All right. Let's talk to Beto in East L.A. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Arnold Schwarzenegger's with us.
Right. Hey, what's up, Governor?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Happy New Year, eh?
Happy New Year, homie.
I want to ask you a question.
I think that's a little inappropriate.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, what was the movie called that Dick Miller played a butler in, eh?
That Dick Miller played a butler?
Yes.
I don't know. What is it?
The Terror with Boris Karloff and Jack Nicholson, Holmes.
That's right. It's a great movie.
There he goes.
Yeah, now, you're in contact with Dick Miller, who, of course, we heard the scene from the original Terminator when you're buying all of the weaponry. You said he's immobile now?
No, well, I mean, he can get it. He's just old. I mean, give me a break. His knees are weak and all that. And sometimes I will walk behind him, and for fun, I will taunt him. The kids love it. I would say, come on, Dick Miller, what the hell's the matter with you? You know, get walking, and he'll be, you know, moaning and all that. It's really fun.
Very respectful. Joe in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, you're on with the governor.
Hey, what's happening, Governor? Happy New Year.
Joe, how are you? Happy New Year. How are things over there on the Grove?
Oh, everything is doing well, man.
Great.
Listen, I got a question for you. I go to a local community college, and there's no I'm paying all these prices and all these fees for books and everything in these classrooms, and they're so overcrowded. What's going on?
Well, wait a minute. How much do you pay, Joe, for your education?
I pay close to about, I'd say, $800 a semester.
I'm
working, you know, part-time, full-time, trying to get as much money as possible to pay for school and bills.
Right. Well, what do you think would be a fair price for a semester? Maybe like $60?
Pile on this kid now?
No, but I mean, what's the fair price?
Why not? Just let me pay for my parking. I don't know. Parking permit, school, just let me go there and get my learn on, you know what I'm saying?
No, all right. Let everybody else pick it up.
I think he said get his learn on.
$800 for a semester is not bad, dude. $1,600 a year, right?
Yeah, but
you know, listen to me. I'm tired of this of these guys going to these community colleges and complaining that they're spending $1,600 a year for an education.
Well,
that's a good education you're getting for $1,600.
Yeah, but I think the governor though would be committed to keeping that education affordable for.
Get out of here!
Come on, what are you $800? You can't pull eight as chump change. That's, you know, pick it out of the couch. What the hell's the matter with you?
That's exactly right. All right, Arnold Schwarzenegger's with us, everybody. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You drive around these community colleges and you see Mercedes, you see Jaguars, BMWs in the parking lot, and then they complain that they have to spend $800 a semester. Please.
Well, I'm not going to pile on these students.
All right. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.
Machines, darling. Guns and explosives have chemicals. Moving parts doesn't work that way. But it can form solid metal shapes, like knives and stabbing weapons. How about that?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. We have the governor of the state of California with us, Arnold Schwarzenegger. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much.
All right. Sorry for that belch.
Yeah, a lot of carbonation in that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was disgusting.
By the way, I want to say it right, Werner Schooner?
Yes, you got it.
Do you get gaseous with that? I mean, because, you know, I just sampled what you sent over. I have to admit, I haven't had a lot of what you sent for the holidays. But you get gassy, Governor?
No, not at all. I'm very used to it because my father, when I was a boy, that was like a staple of our breakfast. You put the Werner Schooner in the cereal and all that. And
my body,
my metabolism just got used to it. But for a girly man such as yourself, I imagine you'd be very gassy for a while.
There's a
but
shot.
You get used to it.
All right, Ruben in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM with the Governor.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right,
doing,
man.
Ruben, how are you?
How you doing?
Fantastic.
My question was... what do you plan? I mean, like, what can you actually do for the state of California in helping to legalize medicinal marijuana?
Okay, well, you said that was your question. Now, what is your question?
Well, my question is, how can you, like, you know how they're starting to close a bunch of these shops? They're starting
right.
to close them down.
Right.
And, you know, I don't see anything bad in doing whatever you do in your home, you know what I mean?
Let's just cut around, you know, in the bush here. Let's chop it down here, so to speak.
All right, here we go.
How much are you smoking a day, really? What do you have over there?
I don't want to incriminate myself. So
no, of course.
Trace the phone call. All right, let's talk to Chris in Burbank. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right.
I have a question for the governor about his wife, actually.
Chris, I'm right here. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Governor. Happy New Year 2007.
Thank you. Okay? Happy New Year to you.
2008.
So back when Senator McCain was on the campaign trail the last time, your wife was covering the news for NBC. And Senator McCain and his wife were coming off a stage, and your wife tried to ask him a question, and then they snubbed her and made a face and walked on. I was just wondering if you knew anything about that.
Wait, so let me get the order right here. So his wife, what my wife and his wife were together.
No, your wife was with his snubbed wife and Bob McCain
okay.
or something.
Right. Yes. No, the answer is, I think they were sharing a recipe or something. It was something for a quiche or something like that.
Yeah, is Maria working more, you know, in journalism? Because I know that when you were elected governor, she had to kind of pull back because she wants to be unbiased, of course.
Right. No, she's doing a lot of, you know, causes for children and Special Olympics and all that stuff. But she does not bother with that. She supports me, and I love her. And if you believe that, also believe Richard Simmons Jr. is running around.
All right, Armando in Ontario, you're on 97.1 Free FM with the governor.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Adolf Schwarzenegger if they ever found out if his father was a Nazi or not. He's a shameful governor, that he's a union buster, and I also believe he's a Bush lackey.
Okay, so what's the question?
I hope he goes hunting with Dick Cheney. Yeah, your movies are god awful. You'll never be president. You'll never win an Oscar.
Yeah.
You got that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we got it, Armando.
Yeah.
Do you have
all right, how do you want to start tackling these questions?
Well, I mean, it's a four-part answer. The first part is, I would say to you that you will never be anything in your life. I have millions of dollars and a beautiful wife with giant cheeks, and I'm so tired of coming on the show and being attacked by people like you. God damn it.
Hey, Arno, please.
It's a citizen.
Maybe you'll like this call better. Travis in Ventura, you're on the air.
Hey, Arnold, what's up?
Travis, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What can I help you with?
Man, I just wanted to say that you're my idol, and I love all your movies, and you're the greatest actor ever.
Thank you. You even like Junior, really?
I love Junior.
Coming.
Thank you. Wow.
Right,
that's
that
a
guy,
real fan right
that
there.
That guy
that's
enjoyed
amazing.
You, man.
Right,
wow.
Because, I mean, usually even your diehard fans will say, as far as Junior's concerned, you know, pass.
Yes, I
I've had people throw stuff at me and say, how dare you make that stupid movie? And I am sorry, I'm so sorry, you know, but I don't care. Who cares?
All right, gang, we'd like to now introduce one of the great impersonators of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Thompson.
Yes. Hey. Happy
Look
New
at
Year.
You, Josh Thompson, who does the best Arnold Schwarzenegger on the planet.
That's what they say.
Yeah,
that's what you say.
Congratulations, dude. You've been doing this for what, 5-6 years now?
You know what? I started with you guys, actually.
Is that right?
Back in 03. You're the one. You put me on the map, my friend.
Look at you. And now you're working on the Craig Ferguson show.
Yeah, I started last February, almost a year ago. I do Arnold Schwarzenegger on camera with a lot of prosthetics, heavy prosthetics.
Right.
And now I'm also doing Robert De Niro, which I do a lot of.
Perfect.
And maybe he'll stop by the show. I don't know. But, and a lot of other characters. But, you know, working with Craig Ferguson's just been fantastic. He's a really, really good guy.
Yeah, I enjoy his show very much. You're always great when you're on there, and he's very funny. When he does his monologue, he comes out in the I read somewhere that it's not scripted. He just kind of ad libs that whole thing. In the
he
beginning.
Does. He does mostly the whole monologue by himself. And on the weekends, you know, we're usually not on Fridays. He's traveling doing stand up, so he's doing stand up every weekend and does a lot of improv. So that's what's good about doing the show, is we usually make up a lot of stuff on the show.
Yeah, like you can tell Leno does jokes, like rehearsed jokes.
Right, written scripted jokes.
Right, but you can tell Ferguson doesn't.
Ferguson just has a lot of fun with it. So.
Right. All right, buddy. And what is your website you'd like to give out here?
Oh, well, you can go to fakearnold.com. It only took 5 years, but there is a website now.
Oh, now it's up, all right?
Fakearnold.com. You can look at the videos from, you know, the Late Late Show, and also I have a new personalized Arnold messages that you can get from me. I'll make any messages you want from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Perfect. Do you also have the videos up of you pranking Fox News and Channel 9?
That is up there. That's actually on the MySpace. That's on there, yeah.
That's great. All right, Josh Thompson, everybody. Go to fakearnold.com. It is not really Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But
it
you
is,
wouldn't know that.
Fake Arnold.
I mean, it's so perfect. And
it fools a lot of people.
And you have to be sitting there, Josh. It must be ridiculous. So you're sitting there with the phone to your ear, listening to these people unload on you like you're really the governor all pissed off.
I love it. And actually, this whole time I've had this, all these years on this show, I've had to do this from my bathroom because that's where the signal is the best on my cell phone. So a little inside to my life there.
All right. Well, Josh Thompson, fakearnold.com is a website. Fakearnold.com. And Arnold, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Once again, thank you so much. Happy 2008. And we'll see you guys soon in the new year.
Thanks for coming on with us, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. There he goes, fakearnold.com, man. That guy's the best.
Very funny.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
God damn it.